friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. One preacher in particular, I remember his testimony. And I think I even saw him one time on television. And he was laying it all out because he realized, as horrible and humiliating as it was for him to confess it, he could possibly help other people. Because most Christians will not admit such addiction because, I mean, who wants to go tell somebody you've got this addiction? So you live with it, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And I dare say that there's men sitting here under the sound of my voice that you know it's the truth. He said it started off innocently. He and his wife got one of those memberships, you know, like a Blockbuster type thing. And I'm not condemning that. But it started off with them getting wholesome, good family movies. They could all sit down because they didn't want to watch the garbage on TV. And they thought, man, we got to stop watching this junk. Let's go get some good movies. They sit down with their popcorn and their kids and their family, and they watched good movies. And that's how it all began. But one time his wife was out of town and he had to return one of the videos. And he took it by himself, and he wasn't going to get another one because she was away. And he went to take it back, and I guess that old devil was there and began to tell him to go, you know, go over there and look in that section over there, you know, the one that's for adults only. And at first he resisted the devil. But he thought, well, you know, I just want to go see what the stuff is that these people look at. Before you know it, he was over there looking through the titles and the covers and such and whatever. Before you know it, he rented one, and he went home. Nobody was home. He was all alone in his house, door shut, whatever, nobody there. And he watched that movie. It made him sick. It repulsed him. It turned him completely up. He was sick in his spirit, but he watched it. It was terrible. It was horrible, but he watched it. And you know what? He took it back and got another one and another one. And another one. And before you know it, he had a secret addiction that nobody knew about. And every time he was sick, but he still did it. Because he opened the door. You open the door and you let the devil trespass. Let me tell you what the devil is. He's a whole lot of things, but don't forget this one thing. He's a trespasser. Right. You got to have it posted. No trespassing. And he is a trespasser, and if you let down and you look the other way and you open the door, he'll come in. And there's a lot of Christians that think that, oh, well, that's just, you know, part of teenagers got to grow up, and that's boy stuff, and that's men stuff. Oh, no, it isn't. And a lot of men will even tell their wives, well, you know, if I watch this stuff or I look at this stuff, what it does is it really then really makes me want you. Liar! You're committing spiritual adultery. That's what you're doing. In fact, Jesus said you're committing adultery. He said, if you look on a woman and desire her in your heart. Now, I don't mean, oh, she looks pretty and God bless you, sister, you look nice in that outfit. I'm not talking about being nice. I'm not talking about handing out Christian compliments. I'm talking about looking to desire her and want her carnally. He said, even though you don't have the opportunity to act it out, you've committed adultery. And when you, if you have to look at pictures and movies to get yourself into a mood to be with your wife, there's something wrong with you. Even the psychiatrist will tell you that, and they're not even saved. They don't even know the Bible, and they'll tell you that. How many say amen? Oh, yes. You are under demonic bondage. There's something wrong. And not only that, let me tell you something. After you've been married a while and your dear little wife has given you so many children and so much in time's going on, she's never going to look like them people.
And you're gonna have that picture in your mind of what you think you should have. And you took the best years of that woman's life, and she gave you her life, and she gave you children, and her body's not as beautiful as it used to be. She sat up at night with sick children. She got gray hairs from raising teenagers. She's got crow's feet from crying a lot in her pillow, and you caused a lot of them tears. And you go looking in them magazines at them 18, 20-year-olds, they never had a baby. They live on celery. And that's what you think your wife ought to be. And all of a sudden, your wife doesn't do nothing for you anymore. You got a spirit of lust. And after a while, the thing that disgusts you, you'll do it. Now, let me say this, and this is something we all need to think about, because it will cause us to act right and to do right. It is a known fact that the male, is turned on visually. He is stimulated visually. Women are not so much stimulated visually. I mean, not like this. You know, it takes a while for visual stimulation to affect a woman. She is more turned on by touch, by caress. But a man, he can be across the room. And visually, that's why pornography is so evil. You say, and the woman can look at that picture and say, oh yeah. The man looks at that picture and all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. And women cannot get that in their head. We don't understand what the big deal is, because we don't assimilate in the same way they do what we see. We want to be talked to, we want somebody to tell us sweet things, and we want all that tender stuff, and then we start getting warm and fuzzy. Men get warm and fuzzy as soon as they see the picture. You have to understand that. Now, why am I telling you that? Well, I'm telling the men that so you'd get that garbage out of your home, throw them books out, don't watch that junk. I'm telling the women that, I'm telling the young girls that, so you know when we harp about sometimes the way you dress, and you girls think, what's wrong with this? I'm just a teenager. Them teenage boys are stimulated visually. Moving along. Toys. You would be surprised. Some of you are going to get mad at me. Some of you parents aren't going to like this. Parents, listen up. Listen up. Some of the toys your children play with are directly tied to the New Age influence. Absolutely come right out of it. Some of you are going to be upset with me, and it's between you and your God. I'm just telling you information. You say, well, I don't feel convicted that way. Well, then that's between you. You have liberty, have it unto yourself. I'm trying to tell you how to get the devil out of your house. Right. Off your back, bring peace and tranquility and serenity in your home. A lot of the toys are directly tied to the New Age. A lot of the cartoons. And a lot of us parents, we don't know. I can't stand to sit down and watch cartoons. So I don't know what they're telling them when they're, I figure, oh, it's a cartoon. See, we think, well, it's animated, you know, it's a little cartoon character, so it must be all right. You know, that's kid stuff. We don't even know. And because we don't sit down and watch it with them, we don't know what they're doing. For instance, Power Rangers. And a lot of people say, but they're good guys. They go around saving people and doing good and getting rid of the bad guys, so that must be good. Wrong. Because they get their power from a force in the universe. Power Rangers was invented in Japan for Hindu audiences, for children of Hindus. Now, the basic premise of Hinduism is that all of us have God in us, and we are attaining to our nirvana, our expression. We're going to lose, one time we're going to lose all consciousness of this person, and we're going to join, I don't know if it's lights or energy, or it's some kind of energy out there in the universe, and we are going to be as God. Everything, transcendental meditation, and a whole lot of that is all out of the Hindu religion. A whole lot of the things that America is importing is nothing but Hinduism with a new dress on it. And the Power Rangers, they get their power and their energy from some force out there, but it's not the Holy Ghost. It's not Jesus Christ. It's not the Almighty God. It's some energy and some force out there. How many say amen? And so you see, all of these things are setting our children up when they're little so that when they get older, that they will accept a whole lot of this new age stuff. Well, you know, you got the God in you and you can get in touch with the God in you, and a whole lot of that biofeedback and all of that stuff is all tied together. And I don't have time to bring it all out this morning, but some of the things I have read have just made my hair stand up. A lot of these things. I mean, I'm going to be frank with you. What looks more demonic than a gargoyle? What is a gargoyle? Is that something they just now came up with in the 1990s to make toys? Gargoyles go back to ancient civilizations. All the way back to the time of the Egyptians and the Incas and all of these people. If you go to these ruins in Egypt and in South America and all these places, and you see these broken monuments and temples, what is on the top of them? Gargoyles. And what were they for? They were to scare off evil spirits. You don't need a gargoyle. You've got the Holy Ghost.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home? Through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.